And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And the reason we're working on your financial freedom is on today's show, I have a very special guest. Now, let me set the stage for you. If you recall last week's show, I did a show last week where I talked about a member of your team that I don't necessarily spend enough time talking about. And I think the reason I don't spend a lot of time talking about these people is that they're really just a huge augmentation to my team. I don't feel like I need to talk about them because what they bring to the table is knowledge, information, and just an understanding of the real estate market in a slightly different context than I have an understanding of the real estate market with regards to a real estate investor's lens. So what does all that mean? Well, it means I was talking about you got to have a quality realtor or quality realtors on your team. And I talked about them. And then I said, you've got to have a quality loan broker on your team, somebody that can go out and actually act on your behalf and find you the best loan products, whether it's hard money, whether it's conventional financing, whether it's any other type of financing you need to have the right loan broker on your team. So, I mean, between those two people, you get access to the market and you get access to the money. But there's a problem because if you stop there, if you don't put this other person on your team, you may as well just cut your Achilles heel. Go ahead, just cut it. Yeah, you don't want to do that, do you? Yeah, because you know it would be bad. So the reason we want this type of person on our team is because this person brings knowledge, information, and experience that we don't have to the table. Plus, they're an extension of our eyes, our ears, and sometimes our voice and our conscience. Sounds like a pretty important person to have in your team, right? So who is this mysterious person? This person is your friendly neighborhood home inspector. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Oh, it's going to be a home inspector show. You're going to talk about these guys that just charge an exorbitant amount of money and don't give you anything. Well, if that's the guy you hired, then you got what you got. The guy I have on today's show basically gave him my show from last week. Remember how we talked about a property? And remember how I used his home inspection report to qualify all the problems associated with the property I was reviewing? And remember how the numbers, they kind of synced right up? In other words, he identified all the things that were potentially wrong with the property that I was analyzing, and I used his report to come up with an analysis of what it would cost to do the rehab. And then you know what I did with that analysis? I compared it to what the realtor sent me. And you know what? We were pretty darn close. That's a reason to have a home inspector on your team. They will identify all of the problems, big, little, insignificant. They'll find them all. They're going to look at everything in that property. Well, just about everything in that property. I'll let Connor, when I bring him on the show, articulate things that maybe he doesn't necessarily look at. And there's reasons for that. But let me do this. Let me bring Connor Polson onto the show. Now, he's the owner of Texas Inspection Connection. And if you're looking for a home inspector that knows what he's doing with not only 15 years of experience as a real estate investor, yeah, he's one of us, but he's got over a decade of professional experience in the home inspection world. Connor knows his stuff. As a matter of fact, we had an expo event not too long ago, and I got the opportunity to hang out with Connor, and I would just ask him little tidbit questions because I was kind of testing him. I was checking to see what his knowledge base was. So I'd ask him a little tidbit question. You know what I'd get? A wealth of information on the subject. And he wanted to make sure that he covered the entire subject and not leave anything out because he wanted to make sure that I understood the answer he was giving to my tidbit question. And Connor, you did a great job. It's part of the reason I have you on this radio show is not only because you're a Lifestyles Unlimited member, but because you are a combat multiplier to what we do as real estate investors. So with no further ado, let me bring Connor onto the show. Connor, how's your day going?
It's going fantastic, Al.
Now, did you have a problem with me picking your brain at the expo? Because I kind of enjoyed doing it.
Actually, I encourage everybody to reach out if they have simple questions. You know, I'm always available. You know, even if you're not going to hire me to do a full inspection for you, if you just have a simple question and I can help out, that's what I'm here for. I am a full service property inspection company, not only residential, I also do commercial. So buyers, sellers, investors, existing landlords, owner occupant properties, whether you're buying, selling, or you already own it and you just want to know what the condition of your property is and have someone with professional education and a third unbiased pair of eyes on the property to determine your property's condition and see what things need maybe repair, maintenance, or complete replacement, what kind of safety issues are going on that aren't obvious to the normal eye.
Connor, you want to give out your phone number? What's a good way for our audience to get a hold of you if they need inspection services up there in the North Dallas area?
Absolutely. So our phone number is 469-733-5139, or you can find us online at texasinspectionconnection.com. Once again, that number is 469-733-5139.
So what I want to do, Connor, is I want to talk to you about a little bit about the concept of risk, because risk is one of these things that you and I understand as real estate investors. It's something that we look to avoid. We're willing to take certain risks in certain situations as long as that risk is mitigated. Now, I will tell you, when I first started investing in properties, I didn't pay much attention to the risk mitigation. And what I'm getting at is I didn't hire somebody like you with a bunch of experience to go walk through the property and tell me exactly what was right or wrong with it. I just figured, well, you know, I know enough about real estate and I walked through the property and, you know, it kind of looked okay to me. But here was my glowing mistake. There were problems with some of the systems in the property that I didn't know how to inspect. So I wasn't able to determine their age. I wasn't able to determine their functionality. And I just assumed that they were, because they were in working condition at the time that I was buying the house, they must be good to go. Now, that's clearly a mistake on my part. Would you agree?
Yes, I would. One of the things you brought up was risk, right? So one of the things I like to tell all my investors that I work with is don't forget, as landlords, because I'm an investor myself, I've been a member of Lifestyles for 17 going on 18 years. As landlords, we're legally and morally responsible to provide a clean and safe place to live to our residents. And nearly all of our liability we face as landlords comes from safety issues, not just big ticket systems. And as an inspector, we don't just point out what's wrong. We understand why it matters. That deeper knowledge allows us to serve all of our clients better. We're not just checking boxes. There's always been this myth that home inspectors go in with a list of check boxes to check off. So this turns on, this light bulb lights. It's not what we're doing. We're helping you understanding the condition of the asset you're buying and the potential risks that come with it. You know, building codes are something that most inspectors don't bring up, mainly because we don't want to confuse people with code enforcement and a property inspector. But it's important to understand that building codes exist for one specific reason, and that's safety. They were written in response to getting someone hurt, sometimes seriously, because something wasn't built safely. And even if we're not enforcing code, we understand the spirit of code and the why behind those rules. So a real world example, for instance, I think would be great for this show is in residential construction, the balusters or spindles in a stairway guardrail must be vertical, not horizontal. Can you guess why? It's because horizontal guardrails make a ladder for children.
Oh, I would have been wrong. That's what I was going to not guess.
So kids see it as a jungle gym, and that turns into a serious fall hazard. And that's why the residential code was changed to protect families. However, you will see it in commercial.
Interesting.
So I think that's a big part of the risk is, you know, choosing an inspector that truly understands the safety aspect. And when you're choosing an inspector, as an investor especially, tell them your plans with the property. That gives them a better idea of what you're looking for out of your inspection.
So let's say the typical Lifestyles Unlimited member who's new, which we all were at one time, they go through the education, they get the information that they need in order to affect the real estate business. They go out and they find an asset and they call you. What do you bring to the table that's like a combat multiplier to that new investor?
So that's a great question. So kind of ties back into one of the most common questions that I get from clients is, why do I get a full inspection? I already know the house is in bad shape. I've got major rehab planned already, right? You know, why get a full inspection? I'm going to walk it with my contractor. He's going to fix everything that's broken. Why is a professional property inspector needed? So when I come in as the inspector, I'm trained to find everything I possibly can that's wrong with the property. Not what's just obvious, what may be potentially hidden. We use tools such as thermal imaging to detect thermal anomalies that can point us in the direction of potential hidden water leaks, insulation concerns. I even use thermal on breaker panels. You'll see breakers light up bright because they're overheating because of some sort of electrical issue. You know, these are things that you would never think about unless you get that inspector in.
Yeah, as I'm listening to you describe it, in my mind, I'm thinking it's kind of like a science project. You're taking something and you're effectively dissecting it and analyzing all the subcomponents of it and then putting it all back together, although you're not really taking the property apart and putting it back together. But you're analyzing things like the structural systems, the electrical systems, the HVAC, plumbing, the appliances, other systems in the property, systems that I might not even think about inspecting myself. And even if I do, I might get it wrong. But you're trained, you're educated, you're knowledgeable, you know what to look for. And because of that, you're going to give me a report that's going to blow my socks off. Are you not?
Yes. And not only are we trained to understand how every component in each system works together, we're trained to understand the building science behind how each system works together jointly to create that structure. So a great example of that would be an HVAC system on an inspection I did. Interior unit was in a closet inside of a bathroom. One of the things people would never think about is the humidity in that bathroom. That humidity gets into that AC unit, and sure enough, that's going to reduce its lifespan. So they were able to take that information and ended up being able to relocate that unit outside of the bathroom, which allowed them to make a bigger bathroom too, which is also a plus.
Yeah, and I wonder if maybe they had, you know, grounds to go back to the owner of the property and say, as part of the negotiation or renegotiation of the property, hey, you've actually got a major system in the wrong place. We're willing to deal with that, but in order to deal with that, we're going to ask you to come off the price just a little bit. That is something that is called retrading. That information that you get from a home inspector can help you accomplish. When we come back from the break, more with Connor. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I'm joined by Connor Paulson. Together, we're working on your financial freedom. Now, you don't know it yet, but Connor is going to share with you a bunch of information that you can use. Information that will be helpful to you as a real estate investor. Now, it just kind of flows right from him because he is so ingrained into what he does for a living that he's excellent at it. As a matter of fact, he goes into properties with a fine-tooth comb. He looks at everything that can be looked at. And Connor, but when it comes to reporting on all this stuff, how many different categories do you break your report into? How many different categories are you dealing with?
So here in Texas, as a property inspector for residential, we're required to use the Texas Real Estate Commission's inspection reporting form. It's the REI 7-6. And that breaks it down into a few major categories. I think it's six major categories, five of which are the main part of the report. Sixth one is going to be optional systems. There's 29 subsections, and that's just kind of where the inspection starts. That's just the bare minimum of what we do. And every single subsection has a huge list of things we go down. So that's the reason why it takes us so long. You know, people often wonder, hey, you know, if they're just walking through with a checklist, why is it taking them 3 hours? There is no checklist. We walk through the house. You know, great example, foundations. We're reporting on our performance opinion about the foundation. We're looking for tall tale signs of any deficiencies. It's a huge list. Roof is another great example. A lot of people think of the roof inspection as just, you know, hey, get up on a ladder, walk the roof. Well, there's more to that. We're looking not only at the roof covering materials, we're looking at the flashing, making sure every boot and vent cover is sealed correctly. And then we go into the attic and inspect the underside of the roof structure and the attic structure, looking at decking materials, looking at any missing decking, any possible water leaks. And that's another area in which we use thermal imaging. You know, there's a lot of stuff that goes into these inspection reports that not a lot of people understand. And so it brings up another point. I don't know if you want to talk about it now, but I'd love to, is these 5-point inspections I've been hearing people marketing, especially.
Oh, yeah. 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 And yeah. Go ahead. Destroy those.
So these 5-point inspections are great for one type of individual. Someone that has the training to identify all the problems that don't get inspected during the 5-point inspection. They are very rare people, people like me. So one of the things I don't tell people frequently is the 5-point inspection, being very liberal with it, might cover 14 of the 29 subsections. So you're oftentimes getting anywhere from 30 to 40% of the inspection. For the average IC is about 70% of the cost. So for a little bit extra, you get the full inspection. Don't cheap out. Don't skimp out on your inspection and miss potential problems in the future.
Well, I can speak firsthand with regards to the inspection reports that you present because you sent me one. And I will tell you, not only was the information qualified, the information was easy to access. It pointed me in directions I needed to go with regards to correcting the issue that you identified. And it allowed me to, you know, basically just run through all the different failures in the property and estimate what it was going to cost to do the renovations. And that helped me determine whether or not I was going to stay with the property. Because one of the things I pointed out on the radio show that I did last week was that even though you might have bought this property from a wholesaler, and even though you might have given them non-refundable earnest money, until you have that home inspection done, you don't have a clue of what you're dealing with. And that's why you become one of the most valuable members of my team, because you're going to go in and look at stuff that I'm too lazy to look at. And more importantly, you're going to look at it with a trained eye, an eye that I don't have, because if I were to do the darn inspection, I would do the equivalent of those lousy 5-point inspections that don't work very well. I need a guy like you on my team. So what do you think, Connor?
So one of the things you brought up is the ease of access and understanding of our reports. So one of the things I pride myself on, because I know what it's like to hire an inspector, and I've seen a lot of inspection reports that are written in a way it's like you're basically trying to read Chinese. It's hard to understand, a lot of technical jargon that people just don't get. So you end up having to call your inspector and asking them, hey, could you please explain this to me in terms that I can understand? And I decided there was a solution to that. I'm not just going to report on what's wrong. I'm going to explain what the finding is, the significance of the finding, why it matters, and what could happen and how it will negatively impact the property if it goes left unaddressed, and a recommendation on how to either repair it or a recommendation to a proper industry professional for further evaluation and replacement or repairs.
Now, let me switch gears on you, because I've got a knowledge-based question I'm just dying to ask you. And it has to do with building codes. Now, if I'm correct in assuming that the area that you work in, the North Dallas, Fort Worth area and surrounding areas, there's multiple different building codes going on within those municipalities. Is that true, or did they adopt one unified building code?
So it's typically done by county. Now, different cities will be a bit more strict. So, there's an important thing to remember is there's a difference between building code and rental code. So there are things that you have to do for rental properties that you may not have to do for a personal residence. So one of those things may be a fence around a pool. So in Mesquite, even if you have a fenced-in backyard, if you have a pool, you have to have a fence around that pool within the fenced yard. So those are kind of the things that are different from area to area. So, but commonly most jurisdictions adopt the International Residential Code, which is the IRC. That's the building code that's kind of the industry standard that we're all trained on as inspectors. And then you've also got your National Electrical Code, your plumbing code, and all the other codes as well. Hopefully that answers that question.
Yeah, it does, because what you just told me was that I didn't have to go learn those building codes. I get that knowledge by utilizing your services, correct?
Absolutely. And another thing to remember is by building a quality team of vendors around you, your contractors are also going to understand the code requirements in that area. So most of the time when you're doing significant rehab, you've got to pull a bunch of permits. So when you replace things, you have to bring it up to code. So your contractors and your inspectors are working side by side with you, making sure that things get done correctly as well.
Now, Connor, here's a controversial topic that I want to bring up, because I do bring it up when I have contractors on this show. But since I don't have a contractor on the show, I have a home inspector instead. What I want to do is I want to get your thoughts on me walking a property with my general contractor and not using your services. What am I failing to get if I just go through the property with my general contractor?
That's a great question. So general contractors, what are they focusing on primarily? It's going to be cosmetic. They're trying to update this house so it looks as new and as fresh and as inviting as possible for the next tenants. They're not really looking at issues of liability, safety concerns, structural. Most of the times you're in and out of that. I know I have, and I'm sure you have walked a single family house with a contractor, and you're usually in and out in less than 30 minutes. That's not enough time to understand the full picture. Getting a full inspection is a powerful tool to reduce your liability, protect your tenants, and preserve your investment. and it goes far beyond anything a five-point inspection or your contractor's evaluation can offer. You know, contractors, investors, and even agents, as sharp as they may be, simply aren't trained to evaluate property this way. And that's where we come in.
Now, let me ask you a personal question. As a home inspector and a real estate investor, if you go out and buy a house tomorrow, let's say you find one that comes off the Lifestyles Realty Blast you love and you got to have it. You put the earnest money down, you get access to the property. Who does your home inspection? Do you do it or do you bring somebody else in?
So I would do it myself, and that's just kind of a preliminary walkthrough. I would probably do more of a detailed walkthrough with a contractor. So I'd spend more time than I would have if I wasn't an inspector, but I would still hire another inspector. And my opinion of it is I get excited. And when I get excited about new properties, I tend to want it too much. So I want to make
you
sure
and I get
I
the
don't
same problem.
Miss anything.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got that same problem. And it's part of the reason that I use a real estate agent to negotiate all of my deals. It's because I get emotional. Like you get excited, I get emotional. And I start thinking with that emotion brain. And that emotion brain doesn't think very logically. Do you have that same problem?
I do. You know, I was a realtor for years, and I still hire a realtor.
Interesting. For that exact same reason.
Yep.
Outstanding.
You know, when we get excited, especially for new investors, they've got their money in hand. They've got a property they're going to put under contract. You know, they get really excited. This is my first rental property. I want it to work out perfectly. And I see people all the time where they're hesitant to do that property inspection thinking, oh, it's going to kill the deal. I'm going to have to walk away. I'll never get a property. But, you know, that's not the way to think about it. The inspection is just one of those things you got to do. You hire a realtor to represent you because they're the expert in that field. They're the experts in negotiating. You hire your contractor because they're experts in rehabbing your property. Hire that inspector because they're experts in inspecting and determining the condition.
So, Connor, one of the things I want you to do on this show is I want you to put your real estate investor hat on. Go ahead and take that home inspector hat off and put that real estate investor hat on and tell the audience, based off of your knowledge as a real estate investor, not as a home inspector, but as a real estate investor, what should your fellow investors do or not do when it comes to home inspections?
Oh, that's an interesting question. So in regards to home inspections, so lately, I've been seeing this fad of sewer scope inspections. Everyone's all gung-ho about getting these sewer lines scoped up front. That's never really been a thing. And some of us investors that have been doing this for many years have noticed this is like, you know, all of a sudden it's like everyone's doing it on every single deal. I don't recommend it because unless you're finding problems with slow drains, something else other than, hey, it's cast iron. Don't be afraid of cast iron. Cast iron is just another material. Any plumbing line can break. PVC can break. Clay can break. Anything can break. But if it's not broken, there's no reason to fix it. And if you're not having any problems, there's really no reason to scope it. So there's areas like that that you're spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars for. That I think is a bit of a waste of money unless there's other things that are found that kind of lead to the question, hey, maybe this is a problem. Also, you know, for sewer scopes, don't hire an inspector to do it. Hire a plumber. Plumbers were the ones that always did it. Back a few years ago, they changed the laws to let inspectors do it, but they're not plumbers. They can't quote you a price on the repairs, can't tell you how to repair it. They're just going to say, hey, it looks broken, call a plumber. My recommendation is get a full inspection every time. And if you can do it yourself, do an annual walkthrough while you hold on to these rentals at least once a year. If you can't do it yourself, find an inspector that can do it. It's very important to stay on top of your properties. You know, I've made the mistake by not doing them, and it's come back to bite me. So that's another piece of advice I would give as a fellow investor is routinely evaluate your property's condition. It's so important.
What mistakes do you see new investors making when they go and buy a property, whether they get the home inspection or not? What kind of mistakes do you see people just continually falling into?
I think it's a big part of it is going to be in foundation. Mainly, a lot of people don't get foundation companies in to evaluate foundations prior to closing. And I don't know why that is. They should always be doing that. And just getting all the trades they can into the property to evaluate everything they think there's an issue with. Or if they like, so let's say you do an inspection and that inspector says, hey, you know, get an electrician to look at this, get a plumber to look at this, get a foundation guy, a roofer, whatever. Get all those trades in there. I see a lot of people that kind of just take that information and hand it over to their contractor, and their contractor resolves a little numbers in their budget a little bit. But I prefer to get those trades on site. You know, when you put a property under contract, in that contract, it says you have the right to inspect with any contractors, inspectors, what have you, at any reasonable time. So it's important to get those experts in to determine, hey, is this something that really needs to be replaced or can it be fixed? Just because it doesn't meet this code, is it really that unsafe we need to do something or can we leave it be? You know, a great example of that is double tapping and wiring issues inside of an electrical panel. An electrician's going to have a better understanding of, hey, it was done like this for this reason, and for that reason, it's safe. You don't really have to worry about it. And so that's the biggest thing I see is people don't get those trades in there. They wait, and then it becomes a problem later on.
Who are the important members of your real estate investing team?
Plumber and HVAC and my general contractor. So my general contractor is also a master electrician, so he kind of is a two-person there. So I've got separate vendors for everything. I like to find the best guy for the job. I don't like really just going with one general contractor and say, hey, hire out for everything.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I do the same. What are your thoughts on the realtor and the lender? Do you have people that are your go-to people, or do you have multiple entities that provide you those services?
So for lenders, I work closely with both Capital Concepts and Lifestyles Finance, formerly Investmark, and Lifestyles Finance for Conventional as well. In regards to agents, so I know a lot of agents because I was a realtor myself, both in residential and commercial. So I really love using the Lifestyles Realty team, but I also have a number of friends in far north Texas that I'll use from time to time.
Well, Connor, we're at the very end of the show, and I want to thank you for being my guest today. I think everybody learned a lot from you. And if you want a great home inspector, contact Connor at
469-733-5139.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.